الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. First of all, I just want everyone to know that this program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's class is going to be about what we call seasonal affective disorder. Because I've been talking to you about a lot of things about Islam or regarding Islam, but I'm trying to make you also be able to understand how Islam fits in everyday life. How can you get through things that you're going through, particularly from the mental health issue or mental health stance, that how Islam can help you get through that. If you're bipolar, be able to recognize. If you're depressed, if you're manic, all these different medical terms that you be able to understand them and also understand how Islam can help you through it with the various, making the various dua or supplications to Allah. And so I'm just trying to help you or bring some Islam in your life, help you understand Islam in your life at the time when you're just going through something where nothing else is there. What people say sometimes, you hit rock bottom. What do I do, or where do I go from here? And so Islam, no matter how much rock bottom you hit, you think your life is end, Islam is there for you, and it has a way for you to get through what you're going through and a way to uplift you out of where you are, out of being at the rock bottom, or what you think to be the rock bottom, to being at a much better place. So I want to remind you of this, that we as Muslims, that we say, which is Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and the best of those on whom to depend. So we keep this in mind as far as Muslims are concerned, that Allah, He, no matter what we're going through, that Allah is sufficient for us, and also He is the one that we depend on, and the best of those whom we depend. We have mankind, we have millions and billions of human beings around the world that may be there for us, but sometimes it's not enough. So you go to the one that created you that is enough, which is Allah. And for us Muslims, we believe that Allah, Almighty God, the one who created all that we see and all we don't see, and He created us, that He is sufficient for us, and He is the one that we're going to depend on no matter what position that we're in. If we're in the best position, where we're in the best in our life, we thank Allah for that. Or we're in the worst position, rock bottom, feeling depressed, or other mental illnesses may attack our minds. And we don't want to do anything. We ask Allah to uplift us. I talked before about suicide and oppression and grief. I talked about a lot of different things so far in relation to Islam and how Islam can help you out of it. Because we may be thinking, okay, right now I'm good. I'm not going through anything. I'm not feeling anything. But it may be someone in your life that's not good, that are going through something. And you should be able to recognize what they're going through and be able to help them. Or you may be going through something and be able to help yourself, be able to recognize it. How do I get out of this? And so I'm going to give you some pointers on how to get out of it. Also, one of the companions, he said, that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, I'm saying, if you all depend on Allah with due reliance, He would certainly give you provision as He gives it to the birds, or to birds who go forth hungry in the morning and return with full bellies at dusk or at night. So they depend on Allah. Birds will fly out in the morning with their bellies not full, and by they come back, and they're full again. Plenty in their belly. Matter of fact, they have so much in their belly, so full in their belly, is that they bring something back for the little birds that they have in the nest. You probably see birds all over the place, wherever you live. Is that sometimes they might fight over food, or they may take food away and fly away and eat the food or share the food with their young ones. That's Allah providing that food for that individual bird. Let's use birds, for example. Now let's look at what is seasonal affective disorder. Sometimes it might be called SAD, which is S-A-D, SAD, which again is seasonal affective disorder. And I want to look at this because we all have various seasons, various times where we may feel not well. And you probably scratch your head and wondering, man, how come I don't feel good? What's going on? The change in the season, or the change, or because some holidays come up and you're feeling bad, because many of us, we have holidays that we celebrate, no matter what it is, and we celebrate. And it comes around and something make us not want to celebrate it and feel real bad. I'm doing this time. Maybe we lost someone, that we love, or the season come around, we by ourselves, whatever it may be. It may happen, here in America, we have basically four seasons. And so there's a couple of seasons you may feel up, and then a couple of seasons you may feel down. Or you may have a festival, a festive time, or something like that, or a holiday, and you may feel real good about it, or you may feel down about it. So you may not even recognize you may have some type of disorder, a condition. And so let me try to explain that to you. Again, Allah is sufficient for us and the best of those on whom to depend. Now, seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression, and we talked about depression before in one of our classes. That related to changes in seasons. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, begins and ends at about the same times every year. If you are like most people with SAD, your symptoms start in the fall. Like we have different seasons here. A symptom may happen in the fall and continue through the winter. We have that time here in America where I live. It may be sapping your energy or making you feel moody. These symptoms often resolve during the spring and the summer, sort of the warmer months we have here, for example, where I am. Less often, sad, causes depression in the spring or early summer, and resolves during the fall and the winter. It'll be the opposite. Some people feel bad or depressed during the fall and the winter, and they feel real good and up during the spring and in the summer. Or maybe the opposite, very rarely, where a person feels down in the spring and the summer and feel up during the fall and the winter. So let me move on. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder. Again, it's a form of depression, and it's cycles. It only comes, really, the depression comes only with various seasons. So I also want to remind you all of this, and most of what I already said before, which also we're talking about the summer months and the winter months. And once in a while, in the winter months, again, in the fall months, a person is up. But a lot of times, a person is down during these months. And during the spring and the summer, a person is up. But during the spring and the summer, also a person can be down, which is very rarely. While most of us experience a day or two of sadness here, And once the holidays are over, for us, sometime our holidays come in the winter time, and the long winter sets in, sad is not just the winter blues. It is a mental health condition that can last for weeks or months at a time if not treated. And I get a little bit of treatment, not so much treatment, but more so recognizing different things. I get to that later on, and also be able to know, okay, it's time for me to go to the doctor. So let me move on. Now, let me share some of the symptoms, regular symptoms of depression when you're talking about sad. Sometimes the feelings of persistent sadness, these are some of the symptoms. Loss of interest in activities once enjoyed, loss of appetite, insomnia, which is you can't hardly sleep very much, or changes in sleep patterns. You may be low energy or have low energy, feeling hopeless, worthless, guilty, withdrawn from social connections, difficulty concentrating, thoughts of death or suicide. Some symptoms are uniquely associated with sad, which is the seasonal affective disorder. And this is just that associated with sad. Let me just, first of all, you may be oversleeping, you may be overeating, craving carbohydrates, weight gain, a heavy feeling in the arms and legs. Now, they say sometimes women are four times likely than men to be affected by sad. Sometimes they say that young people between 18 and 30 are affected by sad, or the various disorders that I mentioned to you. Or you may have a person who is, you think they could have helped, they're young and they're healthy, they're going to be okay, but they may be going through something. And sad maybe what they're going through. Also, there may be those who have a family history of sad or depression. Those with bipolar disorder or major depression. Residents merely of the north or the south of the equator, which you can look that up for yourself, where days are either very long or very short. Those struggling with substance abuse, meaning alcohol or drugs or something like that. Those with anxiety or eating disorders. These are just some of the symptoms, particularly for the people who are experiencing sad. You may also have, for seasonal changes, bipolar disorder. People who have bipolar disorder are at risk or increased high risk of social affective disorder. And some people with bipolar disorder, episodes of manic, meaning they're up, may be linked to a particular season. Particular season, like I said, in America, we have four seasons. And so when that particular season comes around, or that span between one season and another, then a person may be affected and be manic during that time. For example, spring and summer can bring on symptoms of manic, meaning they're up, happy, joyous, something like that. Pumped up, if you will. Or a less intense form of manic, which is hypomanic. This also we could talk about anxiety, agitation, irritability. They may also experience depression during the fall and the winter month, where I mentioned that to you earlier. So I just want to just mention these few things to my students pertaining to SAD, pertaining to the seasonal affective disorder. And so again, my beautiful students, you may have someone in your life that are going through this. You may have someone in your life that are going through depression or having bipolar disorder, particularly at a particular time. You may scratch your head and say, well, what is going on with this person? And if you look at the pattern, you will see that every time around this time, they act a certain way, different than the way they normally act. And this will help you to better understand that individual and better be able to help that individual, or even get help for yourself. Say you live alone or not live alone, whatever. You may be going through that and you're just wondering why I'm going through that. A particular holiday comes around and it's like that's your saddest time. When this holiday comes around, it's like your worst time in life because this holiday came around or this festival came around. Maybe you have a person that you love a lot, and they may love this particular festival or holiday, but they pass on, or they're sick or dying or something like that. It is not as joyful as it usually is with this individual. This person feels this holiday, this particular holiday, and now they're no longer around to feel the holiday and also bring you joy. Or they're so sick, so whatever going on with them, they have a kind of disease or something, that they're not up like they usually are, because you know during this time they really feel this holiday. They're most high off of this holiday and up. High meaning up during this particular holiday. They need no drugs or alcohol or anything else to make them high. It's just that but this particular day makes their spirit high. Or it could be the opposite and make their spirits low. Because something going on with them, or someone helps them to get through this particular time, this particular season, but that person no longer able to help them through that season, and so they have some type of sadness going on with them, or not happy, this individual. So you should be able to recognize what I already mentioned to you all. Listen to this episode again, and what I already mentioned to you in terms of a person or what they're going through. And it could be, because they're normal, it could be that they're going through the seasonal affective disorder, SAD. And it may embrace them in a sad way, or it may embrace them in a happy way, if you will, or a manic way. They're like really up, really want to do something. They're flying all over the place, and because they're in a manic state. And so you can help this individual again, as I mentioned to you about hasbunallahu wa ni'mal Ni'mal Wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and the best of those on whom to depend. And again, we depend on Allah alone, like He provides for the birds, as I mentioned earlier, He can provide for you. And I get into various other things regarding this particular thing and ask Allah for help. Seeking the help from Allah. Allah say, ask of Him. Seek help from Him. Don't be afraid to ask of Allah. Don't be afraid to seek help from Allah. Allah is there and He wants us to ask of Him. He want us to supplicate to Him. And to make the dua a supplication to Allah day and night, 24/7, Allah's available to us. Matter of fact, the best time to get up and talk to Allah is early in the morning when everyone else is asleep and everyone else is down. You wake up or set your clock and wake up. Or you don't want to disturb the person that may be with you or around you by the clock alarm. Then you find a way of getting yourself up. And then you get up and you ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. Because at that point, Allah comes down and we call the prayer tahajjud. And Allah comes down to the lower heaven and He asks those around Him who's up and who's asking of Me, and I will give to him or to give to her. This is a very beautiful thing. It's just you and your Lord. You're talking to your Lord and Allah is asking about you. So-and-so is up. So-and-so is up. And they're asking. Allah asking, who's up? And who's asking of Me? And I have a gift to them. So you get up and you ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. And if you're going through something, you ask Allah. Get up in the morning. Make that small sacrifice for a great reward. And you ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. And if you're going through something, you're going through sad, for example, through the seasonal affected disorder or condition, and I mentioned the various aspects of it, the symptoms of it, what it is, what it looked like. You should be able to recognize it, or just listen to this tape, this particular episode again, and get to understand what you're going through, or what someone in your family is going through, or some of your family went through before. It might be part of the family gene or something. Other people in your family going through this before. And so you say, oh, so-and-so went through this. Now, this person going through the same thing. It might skip a generation. A generation before you went through it, a generation before you went through it, you may not go through it, or your generation may not go through it. Those people born during born around the same time as you. But the next generation of people in your family, they may be going through something what the previous generation went through. And so you ask it up and you ask Allah to help you. And we depend on Allah. And Allah is sufficient for us. We don't need anyone else to help us. Allah is sufficient for us, and He's the one that's going to help us. He's the one to say that He asks who's up, who's asking of Me, I will give to them. He's the one to say, you want something, ask of Me. You need help, seek help from Me. Like the bird I mentioned in the morning goes out and depends on Allah what it needs and what it wants and what it desires. And Allah provide for that particular bird or that bird, and He would do the same for you. So let me just move on for a second, my beautiful students. Now, when should we see a doctor or advise someone in our life to see a doctor? It is normally to have some days when you feel down. That's a normal thing. But if you feel down for days at a time and you cannot get motivated or do activities you normally enjoy, see your healthcare provider, meaning a doctor, or maybe even if you have someone, a psychologist, someone like that, a counselor, and then you see them. and they may be able to help you recognize what you're going through and be able to tell you, okay, this is what you do next in order to get out of what you're going through. This is especially important if your sleep patterns and appetite have changed. Or you turn to alcohol for comfort or relaxation, or you feel hopeless or think about suicide. In which we talk about suicide before, Islamically, this is not a good place to go. Because of what happens to a person who commits suicide, they continue to if they get killed or they kill themselves, they continue to do that same type of action that killed them, and that's part of their punishment that they receive for committing suicide. But you listen to one of my previous episodes on suicide, and where I talk about that and how Islam feels about that particular thing. And so these are just some of the things. When you're feeling not well or you're feeling down, and I mentioned some of the things just now, basically when should you see a doctor? These are just some of the things that should push you to go to see a doctor or some type of health professional. And not just listen to just see things I mentioned, but maybe other things. You just go, you don't feel normal. You don't feel the same. So you go to your health professional and seek help from them. But primarily you go to Allah and ask Allah to help you. And Allah may put in your mind to go to a professional or to seek help for so-and-so. So you never know where the help from Allah is going to come from, or someone will come to me and say, you know what, I noticed you've been different lately. I know you've not been yourself. Don't be insulted by that. What do you mean? Don't be like that. The person cares about you. They're showing that they care about you and that they recognize you're going through something and they're there to help. Maybe Allah sent this individual to you. They're not trying to get in your business. They just care about you. And if people don't ask about you, and now they don't care about you, maybe they do not recognize the symptoms that I just talked about in this particular episode. So you let them listen to this. So they may understand better what sad is. And maybe they'll be there for you, or you be there for them. This last thing I want to read, that I want to mention too, is basically a dua, a supplication. And it says, O Allah, set right for me my religion, which is the safeguard of my affairs. And set right for me the affairs of my world, wherein is my living. And set right for me my hereafter, on which depends on my afterlife. And make the life for me a source of abundance for every good, and make my death a source of comfort for me, protecting me against every evil. So this is one of the du'as where we depend solely on Allah, and Allah is setting right for us our world. In this world, in the next world, living, dead, whatever, Allah sets right for us. And we want to make this type of dua, a supplication to Allah. Oh Allah, set things right for me. Make things right for me. I'm going through something right now. Please Allah, remold me into something that is a better person. Help me to do this, Allah. I'm moody right now. I'm manic right now. I'm depressed right now. But I depend on you and you alone, Allah, to help me through what I'm going through right now. So you're depending on Allah to set things right for you, and also to go to Allah and ask Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. So my beautiful students, I want to say, to find out more and to learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You can also go to the International Online University or go to American Open University to learn more about the Islamic faith and learn more about this topic that I'm talking about. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.